Great Country Q94. I have friends in the studio again. It is Wednesday. It's not Wine Wednesday. Sometimes I have friends in the studio for Wine Wednesday, but this one is a way cooler one. I have Amy Shepherd with me.
Hello.
And you are from Australia.
I am. G'day. Gotta say it.
We'll squash that. Where's the accent from right away?
Yeah. So I'm from Brisbane, Australia, which is the east coast of Australia.
And we were kind of talking about this off air, but Australia, that part of Australia, known for its beaches.
Yes, yeah. So on the coast, we've got the Great Barrier Reef there. We've also got like heaps of waterfalls and mountains and trekking, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, where I'm from is Brisbane City. It looks really similar to Nashville, actually.
Oh, okay.
We've got like a river through our city. It's kind of like a big country town feel, friendly people for the most part. But it's also growing as well at a rapid rate. So moving to Nashville is like, oh, this is like Brisbane, but totally different at the same time.
And you were talking about that. So you and your siblings had a band in Australia.
Yes.
And you had a lot of success with that.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about this off air, too, that there's a song, Geronimo, that you probably know if you hear it. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
That was you and your siblings.
Yes. So that was we released a song called Geronimo in 2014. So
oh,
the
wow.
10-year anniversary is coming up, which is crazy. But it's also had like viral moments in between that. So it's just a song that just never really dies, which is obviously a musician's dream. It's taken us all around the world. We've done Jimmy Fallon and Ellen and toured with like Keith Urban and Meghan Trainor. So yeah, that we've had a beautiful career with Shepherd, and it's still going. We're into our fourth album, about to release our fourth album. But I have always had a love for country music, and growing up, I listened to a lot of country music. My dad is a huge fan of country music, and when I was learning how to songwrite, that's who I was listening to Shania Twain and Trisha Yearwood and all the '90s pop princesses of country. And I always had that itch in the back of my brain to get into country. So. Sorry, I've probably taken over your interview and answered all your questions.
This is great. I love it.
But yeah, basically how it happened was I got sick of my brother telling me not to yodel in the songs anymore. So I was like, I'm going to do things my way. So I've started this country project. I released an EP maybe a year ago, 2022, end of 2022. And it went to number one in Australia. So I was like, okay, this is a thing. People are liking what I'm doing. It was just like a nod to me that I was on the right path. So I've been releasing music since then. And now,
you made the move to Nashville.
Yeah, I convinced the gang to move out. So we're all here. We're, I'm going to be juggling two careers, so the pop music and now the country music. And we just thought Nashville was kind of a great center point to do both.
Hey, if Taylor Swift can do it, you can do it.
I think so. Like, it's a hustle. I'm not going to lie. I'm busy every like all hours of every day, but it's, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing.
You know, we have this conversation a lot as radio, music directors and whatnot is what is country? What's the line between pop and country? And what makes a country song a country song? And I always kind of say there is no like defining factor.
Yes.
You know, you can take a pop song and you can put a country spin on it. You can take a country song and, you know, really put a pop spin on it. So is there anything that as you've been kind of doing both of these, been like, wow, this is the big difference? Or is it kind of just...
I think it is like the storytelling. It's the community feel of everything, like being able to visit towns and like smaller towns and crowds. But it's also in terms of music, it's the instrumentation. So, you know,
actual
live drums
instruments.
And live drums, lots of guitars. Slide and maybe the fiddle. So different instruments for sure. But again, as you said, like the lines are getting blurred. And I think that's really exciting to be a
part
of.
It is.
Because often, like with the band Shepherd, we produce a lot of music that works. I think we pride ourselves on writing songs that work acoustically. And then we do put all the bells and whistles. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, we can pick up a guitar and play it. So that's really important to us. And I think that reflects in my songs as well. I think for this project, I've really tried to just lean into storytelling a little bit more and go back to like my roots. I actually grew up in Papua New Guinea, not Australia. So
a little country
above Australia, and it was very, very small. And I didn't have the luxuries of all the first world luxuries. So I kind of draw on those experiences.
I was
going to
say, it's a very, very isolated country, is it not?
It is. It's unlike anything, really. Like, just Google it and you'll see what I mean. Like, it's pretty wild in some parts. Like, Port Moresby is the capital, and that's a city, a very small city. Mm-hmm. But if you go anywhere outside of that, it's like people are still living in grass huts and they're in grass skirts, like really traditional.
That's what I was going to say. It's very, very traditional to its, you know, roots,
yeah,
right?
It is. It is. It's very remote in some areas. They don't have internet access, running water. Like, they're, you know, untouched, really.
True, you know, untouched natural
literally
country.
It really is. It really is pretty crazy in some of those parts. But yeah, so I mean, I guess I was exposed to a lot of wild
I was just gonna say, man, you have a lot of content that you can be writing about.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you do a lot of your own songwriting, correct?
Correct. I love to collaborate as well. You know, I think a lot of artists are like that. It's just like being able to nitpick someone else's brain is such an exciting territory for me.
Oh, definitely. And you can have an idea in your head and you're kind of struggling just to find the right words, you know, like, or you find a phrase or, you know, something.
Exactly.
I've talked to a lot of artists before who always say their notes app is full of just random, you know, random sayings and whatnot. And then you collaborate with somebody and you're like, oh, yeah, that's where we can take that.
Exactly. And it might turn out just totally different and you don't even use that phrase, but it's just a springboard idea to get something out. And it's, I just find it so much fun.
Well, speaking of music and songwriting, you do have your guitar here.
I do.
So do you want to play something?
Yeah, I thought I'd play a song called Backfire. And it's all about a relationship that burns way too bright to last, that it all backfires. So I thought it was a cool word. It was one of those ones that I had in my notes that was like, oh, you know, it backfired like a car, but it's also like, yeah, it all backfired on me. So anyway, without further ado, this is Backfire.
Filter from the first kiss, fireworks on my lips, honey. I never would have jumped in if I had saw this coming. Can't look ahead or look back, no one compares and contrasts. I knew too good to be true was too good to last. Started as a spark, didn't drop that ladder, won't drain it. When the flames went higher, crashed and burned. Now nothing burns brighter. Should've known you can't take back fire. Fire. You made ashes out of my heart, playing back the good parts, baby. You might be the only remedy that just might save me. If you walk back in the door, could we go back to before when you were mine and now it's yours? Started as a spark, didn't drop that ladder, walked trying it. When the flames went higher, crashed and burned. Now nothing burns brighter. Should've known you can't take back fire. Trap that ladder, walked right in. When the flames went higher, crashed and burned. Now nothing burns brighter. Should've known you can't take back fire. 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 Filter from the first kiss, fireworks on my lips, honey.
Woo! Amy Shepherd with us here in studio. We're going to be back with more. We're not done yet. We're going to talk more about your single. You've got some cookies there, so stay tuned. Amy Shepherd with me here on Q94.